This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
On the DJV show, that stands for Doug, Jen, and Victoria. Doug is out. He'll be back at the very end of the week. In the meantime, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen are here, ready for you, and lots of news. Of course, the biggest story over the weekend, and kind of a bittersweet way to start the program, is the passing of former President number 41, George H.W. Bush, passed away over the weekend. It seems that many are saying he might actually be providing one last service for the country and providing sort of a rare moment of unity, almost a truce, I guess, in what is such a hot political climate. It seems that almost everybody has joined on to pass along sympathies to the Bush family. The remains of the president, who died at his home in Texas on Friday night at the age of 94, are going to be brought to Washington today to allow the nation to bid farewell to a one-term president, a two-term vice president, and the former director of the CIA. He will lie in state in the U.S. Capitol ahead of a state funeral service at the Washington National Cathedral on Wednesday that will see the meeting of the world's most exclusive club, that is, of the former presidents. You'll see the Obamas there, Michelle Obama making an announcement. She'll skip a couple of dates on her book tour to come to the funeral. You'll see the Bush family, of course, coming out in force, and President Trump said that he will be attending this funeral, too. Really, I think maybe the image that gets me most, we all know about George and Barbara's love story, Victoria and Kara. We heard about that so much. We reminisced about it just 7 months ago when Barbara Bush passed away. But the story that has become sort of viral, I think, in the last 24 hours is that of his service dog, Sully. Have you seen the pictures?
There's of him laying in front of the casket.
Mission accomplished was the caption, and they have a picture of George W. H.W. Bush's casket with Sully just kind of sleeping in front of it, guarding him. And, you know, it's such a beautiful thing that these service animals do. It's amazing how they really, for anybody who says that animals don't get it or know what's really going on, this picture says it all. George H.W. Bush had Parkinson's. He was struggling with so many things with his health after Barbara died. He said he wasn't ready to go yet, and he said he wanted to go back to the East Coast one more time. He did all of that. He passed away on Friday. It was very, I guess he was in high spirits, and it was just kind of a, I hate to say an easy way to pass, but George W. Bush, 43, was on the speakerphone with his dad, telling him what a great father he was, and George H.W. Bush said, "I love you too," and about an hour later, that was the last thing he would have said as he passed away to go be with Barbara for the holidays.
Wow. But he was, I didn't realize that George W. wasn't with him. I thought that they were together.
They weren't together. They were on the speakerphone. I think he visited him just a few days ago. Mm. They lived, they don't live too close together. Obviously, both of them living in Houston. But President H.W. Bush, before he passed on Friday, was asked. He kind of fell ill again. Mm-hmm. And his caretakers asked if he wanted to go to the hospital. And he said, "No, I'm ready now. I want to see Barbara and Robin," who, of course, is their daughter that died as a child. And that was such a big part of the memorial proceedings, I think, for Barbara Bush just a few months ago. So the service dog is sort of the story this morning, and this picture that has gone viral. Sully's a yellow lab, became Bush's new service dog in June. Sully had been trained by America's Vets Dogs, which is a nonprofit that provides service dogs to those that need them. And even George W. Bush was kind of re-Instagramming this picture of Sully, who I guess had a pretty special relationship, even though it was a short one, with George H.W. Bush. And the fate of Sully will be that he will be with the Bush family until all of the proceedings are over, and then he'll be reassigned to help someone else. So really kind of a cool program. I know one that's important to the Bush family. And certainly you're going to see a lot of people turn out and pay their respects to George H.W. Bush, who already over the weekend, I have to tell you, everybody was, from Democrat to Republican to celebrity, everybody was really playing nice. And it's sad that it takes a tragedy like this, the passing of somebody, to kind of get everybody off of the hate wagon for just a few hours to talk about the contributions of George H.W. Bush. He took a lot of heat. But not only did he serve in the military, then he went on to serve the CIA. You had him then go on to become Reagan's vice president and have his fingerprints all over the end of the Cold War, which was so significant. When he became president for one term, he made a promise, no new taxes. And unfortunately, he raised taxes. And that was kind of it for George H.W. Bush. Voters have always held their representatives accountable for things like this. Plus, you had Bill Clinton come along, who was really charismatic, and he beat George H.W. Bush. It was unexpected, but he did it. And then the two of them went on to have the best of relationships, Bill Clinton calling George H.W. Bush like a surrogate father for him. So it's interesting to see how two political foes were able to come on and become such big pieces of each other's lives.
Yeah. And I think that's why so many people love those images of, you know, George H.W. and Bill Clinton flying around the world together, doing charity work together, talking about how sometimes they didn't have the fanciest of airplanes that they were on, and so Bill Clinton would sleep on the floor so George H.W. could have the one bed or the couch that was on the plane. And just those types of stories, I think, bring people together in such a wonderful, warm and fuzzy way. And I think it's similar to what Michelle Obama said recently when people asked about her friendship with George W. Bush. And she said people are, you know, so fascinated by that relationship because it's what people crave. They want to see people getting along. We want to see political opposites loving each other, genuinely seeing each other and hearing each other and loving each other. And I think that George H.W. and I think for the whole Bush family, really, in a sense, they kind of stand for that. They're almost, that's what I think of in recent memory when I think of, you know, people putting politics aside and really just, you know, respecting other people's beliefs and enjoying people for the humans that they are, separate from politics. Politics is not everything. And it's such a small part, really, when you think about it. It should be a small part of everyone's life. It really should not be what it is now, which has kind of taken over families. Yeah. and has really eclipsed people's humanity, and it's a shame. It really is. And I think that the Bushes, and especially when you see those friendships between Clinton and George and George H.W. and Michelle and George W., I think we need so much more of that. And I think, like you said, Jen, seeing the funeral images coming up, I'm sure we're going to get a lot of those warm and fuzzy moments too, which is great.
So that we'll cover that this week. Of course, this will be the last trip today. I think it happens. He'll arrive around 5 p.m. East Coast time into Washington, D.C. to begin the preparation of him, of course, lying in state, and then the multiple memorial services and funeral service that will ultimately end at the internment of George H.W. Bush next to Barbara, next to Robin at their presidential library in Maryland. We'll cover all of that for you here on the DJV show as well. But now a quick reminder about the holidays. They're here, even though there's so much news going on and so many things, and you're popping from party to party, you still have to do that holiday shopping. And we have a great idea for you. If you're losing sleep over finding the perfect gift for those special people in your life, well, you better check in to MyPillow. It's the ultimate stocking stuffer. It's the ultimate present, and how often do you hear your friends and family complain about how hard it is to get a good night's sleep? We gripe about it to each other all day here on the DJ Show that we're just not sleeping right. So you can change the way your friends and family sleep forever with MyPillow. MyPillows are made right here in the USA with 100% machine washable and dryable cotton, and they come with a 10-year warranty, so you have nothing to lose. For a limited time, this is a really special holiday offer here. You can get 4 MyPillows. That's right, 4 for half price. You get 2 premium MyPillows and 2 Go Anywhere pillows, plus free shipping. They're extending their money-back guarantee as well until March 1st, 2019, so you can give those pillows, let your loved ones try them out, and if you don't like them, you can return them, but you will love them. We love them here on the DJV Show. You have nothing to lose with MyPillow, so check it out at MyPillow.com. When you do, use promo code DJV, that's promo code DJV at MyPillow.com to get your 4 MyPillows for the price of 2.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. That's 800-296-1259.
What's in store this holiday at your local Staples?
It's a printer wonderland.
Because right now at Staples, save $150 on the Epson EcoTank 4750.
Epson EcoTank printers come with up to 2 years of ink right in the box.
That's up to 2 years worth of printed reports, proposals, and letters to Santa.
Up to 11,000 pages.
Plus, trade in your old printer and get another $50 off.
Staples, there's a whole lot in store this holiday.
Ends 12/8/18. See associate for details.
I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's premier home purchase lender. We've created a new way to protect you from unpredictable interest rates. Our exclusive Rate Shield approval. First, we lock your interest rate for up to 90 days. Then, if rates go up, your rate stays locked. But if rates go down, your rate drops. Either way, you win. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate Shield approval only valid on certain 30-year fixed rate loans. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030. Additional conditions or exclusions may apply.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
Minutes past the hour on the DJV Show. Hanukkah underway. Happy Hanukkah if you celebrate. Happy holidays. Merry Christmas. Whatever you celebrate, just know we're thinking about you here on the DJV Show, where Doug is out this week. And, of course, Jen, Victoria, Kara are still here. And Victoria and Kara, I'm going to you for this one because there was a big celebrity wedding over the weekend, and it was a Joe Bro who is single no more. So what was the scoop?
Nick Jonas.
What celebrity
the middle,
showed up? Mm-hmm.
The middle Jonas. He married Priyanka Chopra, the actress probably best known for Quantico, that show. They got married in India in the traditional, like, 5-day-long ceremony. They played cricket with the families. They had a singing contest. I've been sort of loosely following it on Instagram. It looked really beautiful. Ralph Lauren dressed both of them for the traditional Christian ceremony that they had. And then they also did a traditional Hindu ceremony, so it just sort of kept going and going, and Priyanka was quoted as saying that people are going to need a vacation from this wedding. So it sounded like that's actually what happened, and they did have a lot of celebrity friends there. They had Meghan Markle, who is good friends with Priyanka, was supposed to be there, or I guess there was a rumor, but she was not there. Joe Jonas, the younger brother, older brother was there with his fiance, Game of Thrones star Sophie Turner. Kevin Jonas and his wife was there, the whole family, and Jack McBrayer and Cord Overstreet and a bunch of other actors were also spotted joining in on the festivities for the long, I guess it was a really long weekend, like 4 or 5 day weekend, but yeah, it looked like a lot of fun. And I don't know, where do you go for a honeymoon after this? You just sleep for a week? You must.
That's exhausting. You just go to Kalamazoo, Michigan. Just go back to the normal living. Get out of there. All right, does this one last?
I think so. I'm going to go out on a limb and say yes.
All right, you're on the record now. 21 minutes past the hour.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing it. Itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart and Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
I really can't
but
stay.
But baby, it's cold outside.
I've got to go
but
away.
But baby, it's cold outside.
This evening has been
hoping that you
so very nice.
I'll hold your hands, they're just like
my
ice.
Mother will start to
beautiful,
worry.
What's your
and
hurry?
Father will be pacing the
listen
floor.
To the fireplace
so
roar.
Really I'd better scurry.
Beautiful, please don't
well,
hurry.
Maybe just a half a drink
put
more.
Put some records on while I
the neighbors might think
maybe it's bad out there.
Hey, what's in this train?
No cabs to be had out there.
I wish I knew
your
how.
Eyes are like starlight.
Holiday time on the DJ V Show. And this song, I think we can call it, I think we can call it a classic. I think it's been on holiday radio. It's been on the radio enough for this to be a classic. Frank Sinatra has a version of this. Almost everybody does because it's a fun song to sing and perform. And I don't know. I love it. It kind of was brought back to my attention when it was featured in Elf, guys, years
right.
ago.
It's true.
And
yeah.
I've loved it ever since. But not everybody loves the song Baby It's Cold Outside. In fact, a Cleveland radio station has decided to ban the song. Star 102, WDOK-FM, it calls itself Cleveland's Christmas station. But some listeners are now wondering where this song is hiding because Baby It's Cold Outside has been taken off the rotation of Christmas music. They say, and this is how they describe it, it's a duet in which a man tries to dissuade a woman from leaving a party despite her protestations from leaving. And they suggest that this could have something to do with, like, date rape because they say, what's in this drink? In fact, Urban Dictionary even calls this song the Christmas date rape song, which inspired Star 102, Victoria and Kara, to pull this from their lineup. Now, we can laugh a little bit. This is, obviously, with the current climate, you can say, okay, this is the date rape Christmas song. I get it.
Well, to be fair, people have been saying that for the last, like, couple decades.
Please, this song is not what's convincing people to go drug someone in a bar. You'd have a hard time convincing me that this is the great inciter of 2018.
I don't think it's going to make anybody do anything wrong, but it's certainly... I've always just thought this song was creepy, honestly.
I
liked it in Elf because I love Zooey Deschanel's voice and I love Will Ferrell, and they didn't sing any of the dicier part, if you noticed, in Elf. So it's... I don't know. I've always thought it was very creepy, but... You know, it's... I don't know. I get that some people would be really offended by it. I also get other people are like, whatever. It's written in 1944, so let it go. I don't know. I'm in the middle on that one, I think.
All right, Rod Stewart. This is Rod Stewart and Dolly Parton's version. Kara, are you supportive of this band?
I don't really care, honestly. I don't. It's not one of my favorite Christmas songs.
Outrage.
So I think it's a shame because it's one of the only songs that's good for duets. So
that's why I think it gets so much play. It's the only duet Christmas song.
Yeah.
Think about it. Really.
Yeah, there aren't a ton of them around, and so I think it's nice to be able to hear like Dolly Parton and Rod Stewart, or like we just played the Meghan Trainor Brett Eldridge one, which I think that they sound amazing together, and I would love to hear them do more songs. And so that's like the only place where you can hear them together. Which is one of the reasons why I listen to it. But yeah, I don't think it's that great of a song. I don't really like the content that much. So if they don't play it, I won't really miss it.
Everybody's too sensitive. This Me Too movement, come on. It was originally written, by the way, in 1944. So now it's banned in Cleveland. I saw it just over the weekend. I was watching the Disney special from the Disneyland Resorts. And they sang the song. Brett Eldridge and Meghan Trainor were there singing away. So at least it's okay for the mouse so far. But
yeah, I don't think you have to worry. I don't think it's going to go anywhere. I'm pretty sure that, you know, one station's going to stop playing it and everybody else is going to keep liking it. So you'll be okay.
I think someone needs to write a new duet. I think that's the takeaway here. We need a new Christmas
Gwen
duet.
Well, that's why the Gwen and Blake one is so good. I love that one.
All right. We'll continue the debate. It's 28 minutes past the hour on the DJV show. This welcome
has been so lucky that you dropped
so
in.
Nice and warm.
Look out that window at five.
Compassion. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. There's a beautiful story of a great being who once reached the gates of pure peace, the gates to a place where suffering does not and cannot exist. And as the gates opened and this incredible being was welcome to enter, she hesitated. In fact, she outright stopped. This unspeakably compassionate being turned and faced all other life. She looked at the countless life forms who still had to endure suffering. And right then and there, in that moment, she took a vow that she would not walk through those gates until every living being could do so as well. We often look to alleviate our own suffering, and that's certainly understandable. But think about how transformative it can be for any of us, or all of us, or I guess more importantly for you, to spend your effort trying to help alleviate the suffering of others. For more on developing your own compassion, visit drchristianconti.com.
Calidrin contains absolutely no drugs, absolutely no stimulants. It is completely safe to take, even if you're taking other medications. It's guaranteed or your money back. So you want to lose the weight, get on the program, maintain your weight, stay on the program, take care of things, aches and pains, stay with Calitrin, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N, Calitrin. You get it by going to toploss.com, 10% off when you use the DJV code, and if you buy more than three bottles, you get a fourth one free. Make sure you check that box, though, for DJV to get the special deal, or you can talk to a counselor at 833-TOP-LOSS. People hear me talking about Calitrin on the air, and they want to know what the real deal is, what the story is. So I tell them to call that number and talk to an expert. Get on the program, sign up, get all of the benefits by going to toploss.com. Use the
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes. One of the president's jets today will fly what's being called Mission 41.
bringing the body of the 41st President George H.W. Bush from Houston to Washington, D.C., where it will lie in state in the Capitol Rotunda until Wednesday morning, when a funeral will be held.
He was a person that united, not divided. We could use a lot of that today.
That's Bush 41's longtime speechwriter, Kurt Smith, who says he thinks George H.W. Bush was the classiest president to ever live in the White House.
He was a person that brought people together. We could use a lot of that today. In his inaugural address in 1989, he said, "This is the era of the offered hand." And he had offered that hand to members of the Democratic Party.
Pope Francis says in his new book that gay priests should remain celibate or leave the priesthood. This is USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allyn Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy in my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bow. If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
You may need this herbal tea for relief right away, so write this down, drmillersclinic.com. If you take meds, then suffer stomach distress, constipation, indigestion, acid reflux, and bloating, and nothing else helps, get Dr. Miller's Holy Tea or Super Holy Tea, a cleansing, detoxifying herbal tea now available at great rates direct from Dr. Miller's office. Call or click 888-660-7039 or drmillersclinic.com.
Show that stands for Doug, Jen, and Victoria. Doug is marching around Peru and will be back later in the week with lots of stories, I'm sure, from his vacation. It looks pretty awesome. We got a few more pictures over the weekend, ladies, and it looks like Doug is doing it just fine and having a good time. In the meantime, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen are here, and Victoria has a trending story.
Yes, Casey Kasem is back in the news. Police say they found no evidence of wrongdoing after investigating allegations that his relatives were responsible for his 2014 death. And they say that they looked into it and they haven't found anything, but now they will turn the matter over to prosecutors in the state of Washington. They also said that since they didn't find evidence of a crime, they would have to, they said that they know he had dementia, he had a severe bed sore when he died at the age of 82 at a hospital in Gig Harbor, which is southwest of Seattle, but they looked into claims of elder abuse, they didn't find any there, and I guess Jean Kasem, is that the daughter or the wife? Jean Kasem is the wife. Mm-hmm. She submitted a private investigator's report claiming that three of Casey Kasem's children from a previous marriage were actually responsible for his death, and that is what caused the police to look into this, but they didn't find anything. It just seems like this is just a complicated family disaster where they can't get along, they can't agree on anything. And now they're lobbing all kinds of claims at each other, including murder, really, if you think about it. If she said the three kids were responsible for his death, then it just sounds like it just keeps getting uglier. And this has been going on now for 4 years. Prosecutors, first in 2015, declined to charge Jean Kasem with elder abuse after the kids that she claims killed her husband, after they accused her of that. So it's just been going round and round and round. And there's a wrongful death lawsuit in Los Angeles Superior Court against Jean Kasem from the kids. And so now it looks like she may file a lawsuit for wrongful death against the kids, even though there's no physical evidence. So it just is such a mess. And poor Casey Kasem. Is he ever going to get any peace and quiet?
Who is one of the, I think, I mean, his reputation is to be one of the nicest, most gentle and professional people in radio just maybe ever. I mean, he's on that list, certainly. And to have all of this ugliness in the years, this is not just months after his death. The guy's been dead for years and it still continues. It's sad. This is not what he would want. I can't imagine anybody in their right mind would want this kind of thing. And, you know, the story kind of came up a couple weeks ago. We started talking about this again because of this investigation and a television show that's coming out. I don't know if it already came out, that there was going to be a report like a 2020 about this. But I mean, you understand both points. You understand that the new wife wants to make decisions about where or how his life would play out, the end of his life. But his kids also wanted some say in that. It's really, other than just saying it's unfortunate that this is still going back and forth, the ugliness between these two factions is just, it's sad. And hopefully at some point they'll just let it go and move on, because I'm sure that's what Casey would want them to do, for sure. Another big story making news, guys. We haven't had a chance to talk about it yet, but this is no joke for our friends, and we do have some DJV show listeners in Alaska. On Friday, this past weekend, a 7.0 magnitude earthquake hit Anchorage on Friday morning, and it caused so much damage. The quake hit about 8:30 a.m. local time. There was a tsunami warning that was issued. That was canceled a short time later. No event there. The Anchorage Police Department said major infrastructure damage across the city, and if you've been on social media, if you've seen any newscasts or local reporting from that area, you'll see that roadways just broke apart and crumbled. Yeah. They're just staggering. These images are so dramatic. There were three fires that broke out, and video, of course, that has come out showing that damage to the roadways. Local power company said up to a third of its customers were without power. And this is not the time of year to be without power in Alaska, because the temperatures are in the low 20s and mid 30s. So it's a cold time of year for the people who are suffering up there. And I actually have a friend who was my old boss at one of the local stations I work for, who just moved up to Alaska about 5-6 months ago. And as soon as I got the update on my phone that this had happened, I called him right away, and he said he was okay. He's in Homer, Alaska, so he felt it, but didn't have the damage that they did in Anchorage. But his morning show host lives in that area, and people were just kind of stuck because of the damage to the roadways. And of course, the power was a big concern. And in the aftermath of the big 7.0 main shock, they had over 220 aftershocks just in the first like 24 to 48 hours alone. My friend Brad was in the area where they were expecting the tsunami. So they had the tsunami alert going off throughout the city. You'd hear the sirens, and everybody was watching their phone, taking to higher ground because they were expecting or anticipating that the tsunami would hit. It never did, which is good news. They didn't need to deal with any more of that. But pretty crazy. And for me, I guess in California, it hits close to home because I went through a 6.7 earthquake. I believe that's what they clocked in, the Northridge earthquake. With, I can't imagine anything any stronger. This one lasted well over a minute, according to reports. And you know how long that seems. I mean, 10 seconds feels like an eternity when you're in like a dangerous moment. A minute seems ridiculous.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And so for California, and that's I think kind of the and story. We've had a lot of newspaper writers saying, look, this is the wake-up call that California, Los Angeles, San Francisco, they need to take warning because you can see what happens in Alaska with the roadways and the infrastructure. Californians need to be prepared for something like this because it'll be even worse here where it's so populated and so many tall buildings, obviously a much different topography than in Alaska.
Yeah, and you know, I didn't, having never been through, well, I guess technically I was in one earthquake. There was a minor one in New York City, maybe like 5 or 6 years ago, and I was walking on the street and didn't even feel anything. So I guess if you were in a higher building, you felt it, but not on the ground. But beyond that, like, I didn't realize that aftershocks can go up to like 5.7 in magnitude.
Oh, yeah.
That's crazy. That's like going through a second complete earthquake. To me, at 5.7, that's still a scary number. So to have some of those aftershocks register that highly, that's wild. I'm just glad that I don't think that they have any deaths, right? I think there were some injuries and things like that, yep. But nothing, no death toll, thank God for that.
Which is a really good news. But now the story is the rebuilding. It's amazing to me that those roadways just shook apart like they did. And
yeah.
I've been to Alaska, and I've traveled those roads outside of Anchorage because that's some of the cruise ships will take off from that area. And, man, oh, man, the way that their roadways are solid. They may not have the crazy road system that we have in major cities like Los Angeles or in New York where you have so many different ways to get somewhere. But their roads, they're solid. They're in good condition. This isn't crumbling infrastructure that was just kind of shook loose. I mean, these are... It was no joke. So our best thoughts and prayers to everybody up in Alaska and a speedy recovery to the city of Anchorage for sure because the airport was shut down for a little while. Of course, there's some damages there and I'm sure more damage that'll be revealed over the next few days as everybody's kind of getting in and cleaning up. As we continue on the DJV show, holiday time is upon us. Another great idea for everyone on your list, especially those meat eaters. If you have a friend or a family member who is a foodie, maybe they love a good steak. Well, we want to tell you about Omaha Steaks. It's a fifth-generation family-owned company from right here in the United States, right here in Omaha. They've got 100 years of experience delivering perfectly aged beef, hand-cut by master butchers. Every cut of beef is USDA inspected for quality and exceeds standards. This holiday season, you can send the gift that families are clamoring for and that they've loved for over 100 years. Omaha Steaks, so cool. When you get the big package on your doorstep, it's like a big surprise. You get this big container, this big cooler, and it's chock full of amazing steaks from Omaha Steaks. Here's the deal. For a limited time, our DJV show listeners will get the family gift package, originally priced at $195 for only $49.99. To do this, you go to omahasteaks.com, you enter code DJV, and your special offer will come up where you're saving 74%. This is incredible. Here's what you're going to get with this family gift package. You'll get 4 hand-cut top sirloin steaks, 2 savory premium pork chops, 4 chicken fried steaks, 4 Omaha steak burgers, 4 kielbasa sausages, all beef meatballs, and then the side dishes, 4 perfectly browned potatoes au gratin, 4 made-from-scratch caramel apple tartlets, and as a bonus, right now for a limited time, you'll get 4 more burgers absolutely free. This is a family gift package. It's 74% off. Guys, if you do the math here, for $49.99, this is several meals for your family or a great gift for someone that you love during the holidays. To get these world-class steaks, premium poultry, easy-to-cook side dishes, desserts, and more, don't wait. The offer ends soon. Go to omahasteaks.com, type DJV into the search bar, and send the Omaha Steaks family gift package today. This limited-time package, only $49.99 at omahasteaks.com, promo code DJV.
Has falling asleep become a nightmare for you?
You dream of getting a full night's rest, do you? Well, those days are long gone for me, and they can be for you, too, thanks to My Pillow. All right, sleep like a baby. I can do it. You can do it. Shouldn't have to adjust your pillow every night, all night long. My Pillow adjusts to the shape you want and need and stays there. So why don't you toss out those flat, worn-out pillows? Ugh. Some of the things in those pillows, you don't want to know what's there. Let My Pillow change the way you sleep. They're the one and only solution to your sleepless nights. My Pillow is made here in America. 100% machine washable, dryable cotton. Unlike those other pillows, My Pillow comes with a 10-year warranty. 60-day guarantee as well. Won't find that anywhere else. Buy one My Pillow, get the second one free. It doesn't make any difference. Any My Pillow, get the second one free. Go to MyPillow.com and use the promo code DJV to get the two for the price of one deal. That's the promo code DJV at MyPillow.com.
When I have a cold sore, I want something that works.
Purpose and L penetrates deep to treat your cold sore, and it's enriched with lysine, vitamins, and lemon balm for soothing relief.
But even when I don't have a cold sore, I still want something that protects against a flare-up.
Purpose and L protects against certain triggers caused by the sun and cold, including flare-ups from sun damage with its added SPF 30 protection. So it treats and protects.
Works for me.
And me too.
Purpose and L. Works when you have a cold sore. Works when you don't. Use as directed.
Give joy, get joy at Kohl's Friends and Family Sale. Only once a year. Take an extra 25% off. Give joy with 60 to 70% off fine jewelry. Give an Instant Pot or Beats headphones. And get joy with Kohl's Cash. Plus, snap a free picture in-store with Santa Sunday from 1 to 3 p.m. Give joy, get joy at Kohl's. Select styles. 25% offer valid November 29th to December 8th with promo code THANKYOU25. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
46 minutes past the hour. It is the DJV show. Doug, Jen, and Victoria. Dougie's out this week. And, ladies, it is TV time. Any big TV watching over the weekend, Victoria?
Lots of Christmas movies. All one, two, and three of the Santa Claus movies with Tim Allen.
Watched all of them, the trilogy?
The whole trilogy this weekend. And another viewing of, you know, the Griswolds. That's on TV a lot. So any type of Christmas movie right now. We're kind of starting early this year, but we're down with all of them.
I like that, too. Kara, have you watched anything this weekend? Did you do a little holiday viewing?
I did. I was going through all the Netflix movies, and there's one that I watched, and I was trying to look up the name of it real fast, and I can't remember. I don't think it was a Netflix original. It must have been, like, a Lifetime movie or something. But, yeah, so I watched it. I was very excited for a Christmas rom-com, and I got to say, it wasn't very good. It was there was barely any rom-com. It was about a girl who lives on a farm in Tennessee, and the farm was going under, so they're trying to save it, and this country singer comes to help them out, and so there's supposed to be a love story, except there's, like, no chemistry. So if you see a movie
Isn't
like that...
Is Jesse Metcalf?
No, if you've ever seen...
Because that's the same plot as another one.
Basically...
They recycle.
All Lifetime and Hallmark movies are the same, but yes. If you ever saw Chuck... his sister on that show, it's kind of a smaller part, but she's the main character in this movie.
Got it, okay.
All right, well, tonight on television, we'll do a little holiday stuff, but first, the season premiere of Who Do You Think You Are is on TLC tonight at 10. I think that show's so interesting. It's produced by Lisa Kudrow, and it tracks celebrities' family lineage. Mandy Moore will star on tonight's episode. She thought it was going to be kind of boring. She'd dip into her past and find out about her English roots. Well, she found out her grandparents were actually married in Australia, so she'll track all of that down. That's on Who Do You Think You Are tonight, the season premiere at 10 o'clock. There's also a documentary premiere kind of interesting on Stars. It's called Always at the Carlisle, and it's centered around the legendary New York hotel, the Carlisle, that has so many famous people in and out. So you can check that out. That's brand new tonight. Unanchored, also new. The series premieres on Bravo at 9. 8 friends set sail through the Bahamas on a 56-foot catamaran. What could go wrong? Tonight on the networks, ABC, The Great Christmas Light Fight. That starts at 8 o'clock, followed by a new episode of The Good Doctor. CBS is all new tonight with The Neighborhood, Happy Together, Magnum P.I., and Bull. The CW has a new episode of Arrow at 8, followed by DC, Legends of Tomorrow. Fox is in reruns tonight. NBC, all new tonight, The Voice, the top 10 perform for America's Vote, starting at 8 o'clock. And then, guys, the triumphant return of Deal or No Deal. Howie's back at 10 p.m. with all of the briefcases and all the fun that'll ensue. That's at 10 o'clock on NBC. If you're looking for a holiday movie, I think AMC is the place to go. The Santa Claus 2, if you want to be just like Victoria, airs tonight at 8 o'clock. So you can check that out all tonight on television. It's 49 minutes past the hour on the DJ V Show.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patent and fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose.
And here's Mike's best offer ever. My Pillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special plus free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's 50% off plus free shipping. Don't delay. Order now.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
On the DJ V Show, this is the time of day when we bring in our tech guru, the goddess of wires. Victoria Keelan has the big stories. Don't forget, you can follow us on all the social media platforms at DJ V Show. And if you have a question for us, use the hashtag Tech Talk, and we will look for you and try to get an answer. All right, Victoria, so Marriott was in the news a lot last week. They got into some big trouble again for another information breach. What's the story?
This is a big one. Okay, so this Marriott breach, which isn't just Marriott brands, it's Starwood Hotels, that's the parent company. This is affecting up to 500 million guests from Starwood Hotels. And Starwood Hotels and Marriott are going to be in a lot of trouble with this. They did not report the breach when they were supposed to, when they found out about it. This has been going on. They actually sort of knew that this happened all the way back in 2014. They've had unauthorized access to their networks. They knew that, but they didn't warn any of the guests. Some of the other brands affected here, all the Marriott hotels. So that's like your Courtyard by Marriott, the Homestay, all of that, all the W hotels, all the Sheraton hotels, because Marriott, Starwood actually took over Sheraton a couple years ago, the Westin branch of those hotels, the St. Regis hotel. So all of those, you may really want to look this up. If you've stayed at any one of these, there's a combination, they say, there's some combination of your name, your mailing address, your phone number, your email address, your passport number, which is why you should never check into a hotel using your passport. So that's another one that's going to be really big. If you are a Starwood preferred guest, all that account information, including your date of birth, your gender, your arrival and departure information, all of your communication preferences, all of that stuff has leaked. A lot of credit card information has also been leaked for some of the guests. They don't know the numbers exactly whose information was leaked, but it's pretty much a given. If you stayed in any of the Starwood hotels in the last couple of years, you really need to monitor what's happening on your credit reports now. So Marriott says that they did use encryption, but that was all that information, the key to unlocking that encryption, was also stolen. So it's like, if that does no good when you can steal the encryption and the key to unlocking it. They have reported this breach now to law enforcement, and however, it's a little late for them in New York. The New York Attorney General's office announced they're going to be investigating the breach, because they said Marriott did not handle this correctly. Now, if you think that you have been breached, Marriott has set up a dedicated website and call center, and they will be notifying guests by email. Don't rely on that, though. I would definitely go to the Marriott website or the call center and call them up and figure out exactly what they know, because I would not wait around for an email to tell you that all of your information, including possibly your passport info, has been stolen. So.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, do we want to do our geek out feature, Kara? Do we want to talk about NBA star Paul George?
Well, I guess I will hand that to Victoria and see how important our second story is. No, we'll go for Windows 10. How about that?
All right, Windows 10. So, Victoria, this is how we do on-the-air programming. It's pretty good.
Yes.
So, yes, good stuff with Marriott. Now, Windows 10 is going to look a little bit different if you've got it on your desktop or on your laptop.
Yep, Microsoft has been planning a big overhaul for Windows 10. Now they're looking into changing all of the icons. They're going to be changing its Office suite. Now, Office includes your Microsoft Mail, your calendars, all that stuff is going to look different. They started doing some changes, but they left the icons the same. So now everything else looks a little more modernized, but the icons are the same ones that they've been using for 10 years. And so I'm sure, I don't use Microsoft, but I'm assuming Clippy, the little paper clip, is probably still hanging out somewhere too. So they are trying to modernize all of their Windows design. And like everything with Windows updates, it will probably be a little bit clunky at first, but in the long run, they are very hopeful that this will smooth things out and make everything kind of look a little more uniformed. And they'll be doing this across all platforms, whether it's on a Chromebook or on their desktop, mobile apps, all of that stuff will all look a little bit more sleek, and it's going to have, they claim it's going to be user-friendly. And so if you are a Windows user and you haven't updated to 10 yet, I would say hold off a little bit while they're working out all the bugs, because you may want to just give it some time.
This always means to me that it's going to take us at least 4 or 5 years to figure out how to use it. Because that always happens when they redo Microsoft. You always have to take the 4 months to figure out where it all goes. All right, great stuff. Tech Talk time with Victoria. Thank you, Victoria. It is the DJ V Show at 59 minutes past the hour.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault.
a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today and save $10 on the Bug Beam Laser Combo, only at BugAssault.com.